see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Oh, baby, we are back after a long awaited something happened. Something happened. Something going on out there. Somebody say something. Oh, who has a laugh track on their podcast? Somebody who isn't funny. Stand-up dates coming. March 8th, Tabor, Alberta this weekend. Going back home next weekend, Drumheller, Alberta. The Sunday, Calgary, Alberta. The weekend after that. Oops. Vancouver. End of the month, we are in Ottawa, Ontario. April 5th in Toronto. April 11th in Hinton. April 12th, Rocky Mountain House. April 13th, Drayton Valley. Then we head on down to Texas, Dallas, Texas. And then the 26th, we are in Austin, Texas. May 3rd and 4th in Thunder Bay. And our biggest swing to date, Lloydminster, Alberta, Saskatchewan, whatever you want. The border city, baby. We are doing the Vic Juba Theater out there. And that'll be fun. That'll be, a nice bounce back after what's been happening. Lots going on in our world. It's, I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest. We're going to cool the jets here. Maybe you're probably like, who's this guy on the screen? What's going on here? You know, for those just listening to the podcast, and maybe you don't pay attention to the social media, I had to go incognito. I shaved the mustache. That was my big old grand idea to try and slip into Winnipeg, you know? That was my way to dupe them. They'll never see it coming. This guy mustacheless? Oh, that's fucking Thor without his hammer. Thor, now I'm just, what am I, a regular civilian at this point? Am I allowed around parks again? Can I go to Chuck E. Cheese? Is my membership reinstated there? So I can go and play the my favorite game, you know, when you slide the tokens in and then it pushes the quarters. It's like gambling for kids where it pushes everything and then you get more tickets as... You know which one I'm talking about, where it's like you drop one coin in, then it's on the top layer, and if you place it correctly, it could push more coins down to a second layer where it's like a little that piece that's moving back and forth to move, like, to push coins. That one was my favorite as a kid. I had a riot with that one. Or when you would do the ski jump with the coin, and it could go into, like, you get 200 tickets. Oh, God. It's where my crippling gambling addiction came from such a young age. But it's good to be back. I had to take a little week off because we had a lot of sorting to do. Apparently, the news, they don't like us. They don't like these guys around here. It's crazy. The events that have unfolded around this are truly, like, mind-boggling. You know, what started as a friendly, I wouldn't say friendly, what am I talking about, wasn't friendly at all, it was full-blown war. We were in the cold hard trenches of Facebook memeing one another to death. Oh, and it escalated to the point where it got national press over a t-shirt, you know, that the Picton shirt really struck a nerve with some folks. And it's caused a lot of outrage on social media, with mainstream media. A lot of outlets picked this up, and it was fuck, dude. I'll cut the bullshit. You're like reading this, you're like, oh fuck, you know? Holy shit. You have a get. It's a laughable moment, but it's not very fun when You know, a lot of people are like, oh, any good press is good. Any bad press is good press. It's like, listen, dude, they're calling me a racist. They're calling me racist in the media. So it's kind of funny. Good sting on their behalf. It's like, hey, you like being a little fucking weasel. Try and scrub this fucking little tattoo off, you dickhead. Enjoy this little move we got up our sleeves. This known racist is coming in and he's worse than David Duke. Except he doesn't have the capabilities of writing a strong novel. Instead, he resorts to shitty dick jokes and talking about how his grandfather says outrageous things. Coming to a stage near you. Will they burn a cross? We shall find out. Be sure to attend one of their shows and shut it down. Angela Jung, reporting live with CBC. We'll get more into it. Maybe the Patreon episode, we make fun of the reporters. The reporters, yeah. They deserve a little bit of this. And David Eby, the premier of British Columbia, because not much is going on in the province of British Columbia, took a time out of his busy day, out of his busy schedule, because, you know, like, the opioid epidemic is taking care of itself at this point. You know, carfentanil's all throughout the streets. It's a problem that's solving itself. You know, this is the meat grinder that he has caused out in the mean streets of Vancouver, you know, by loosening up on the drug policies that are like decriminalizing the drugs out there in British Columbia. You know, that's one way to get rid of the problem. Let's just decriminalize it. Huh? What do you think about that? What about that little ace in the hole, that little ace in the pocket? Huh? I'm just going to decriminalize it. And what do you think is going to happen? Record number overdoses in 2023. Catch me outside. How about that? Crazy. That one was like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. And then you think about it afterwards because, like, you're watching this all unfold in real time and I'd imagine, I don't want to hear jack shit too either. I don't want to hear anybody be like, oh, fuck the libs. Fuck the libs, bro. When in return, one of the jokes in the fucking statement is like, we're donating the proceeds to the Ukraine. And then the CPC bros, they come out and they're like, why are you donating to Ukraine? Like, we're not fucking... Are you stupid? Come on. Are you fucking fisting me right now? What are you doing in Ukraine? Are you fucking Ukraine? I know. Oh, I gotta plug this in quick. No, it's charging. That one got me. It's like, then you get the conservative bros out there being like, what are you doing? Why are you fucking donating to Ukraine, bro? I don't agree with cancellations, but donating to the Ukraine? It's like we successfully got everybody with it. That was a full-blown SEAL Team 69 mission, complete. All checks across the board. You remember in Bond when you'd play like the GoldenEye level and it was the harder fucking 007 agent? Yeah, remember that when you were a little kid? You'd always fucking throw the controller because the level was too hard. That was the triple checkmark, baby. Got everybody with that one. Oh, you think it's funny to troll your audience, heck? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I got to do things for my own amusement, you know? I understand that maybe the content is lacking. They're like, go back and do the hockey content. Do the oil patch content. Do this. Sometimes I just love to throw a good curveball into the mix and see what's going on. Me and the boys like to frick around a little bit. We like to frick around. Like to have a good time. But sometimes we need a laugh. We got our laugh. The fucking Ukraine. What are you doing? Fucking doing Ukraine. Come over here, little motherfucker. I'll give you a shot in the gut for fucking things like that. got him with that one. That one was a fun little ditty. One for the folks back home. Shouts out to the DC OGs. They're probably having a little giggle at that, watching everybody kind of go ballistic. You know, this started as fucking around and having fun, and we got to go back to fucking around and having fun. I think that's what it's got to. I got to reel it back in a little bit, you know, like this, having a little bit of a laugh by trolling and dicking around or whatever it may be, you know, whatever it may be. Some folks are probably like, this is immature. And it's like, I've never been mature. So come on. What are we talking about here? You're asking a guy who has goth makeup on in a fucking profile picture. You got to mature a little bit here, you know? A group named Danger Cat. What are you doing? Are you fucking, you guys got to grow up a little. The slogan is heavy metal, heavy women, heavy drinking. And I don't know what more you could possibly expect other than immature adults that have really no grasp on where the line is. Yeah, like what did you think was going to happen? Did you think that we were going to polish ourselves up, put on a suit and tie and go down to city council and run for office? What did you think? What did you think? We were going to run for an MLA position at some point in our careers? We're going to dust off the fucking boat shoes, go waddle around at some Chardonnay party with those ridiculously those incredibly, there we go, ridiculously, we got it. Ridiculously short shorts and those gay, you know, like the dress shirt that you'd wear with the short shorts and then you fucking go, hey guys, you know? It's like the dork version of the Catalina wine mixer. That you know what I'm talking about. You know these guys that look like they got summer houses that they visit of their parents. We're going to the cabin. We're going to the cabin on the lake, brother. Bring out some fine ladies. Couple bottles of wine, and we'll take the pontoon boat out and share ourselves a little bottle of Chardonnay and watch the sun go down, because that's what guys do. That's what fellas do, you know, these dorks. Investment bros. The investment bros. Summertime investment bros. Is that what you expected out of us? I don't know what more you could expect. These guys need to mature. Are you kidding me? First off, I'm already, oh, they're from Alberta? This is expected. Exactly. There you go. You solved your own riddle. These guys are from Alberta. Okay, yeah. Wouldn't expect less. Don't expect more. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Look at these sophisticated, elegant gentlemen that are going to waddle out of some sort of, university wielding a degree of substance that's going to further humanity. Yes, these guys right here. Their fascination with professional wrestling should get them to the top of the corporate world, right? That should get them there. But these guys, these boys better stop messing around, say. And it went all the way up the ladder to the premier of British Columbia. And he had to make a statement. He had to come out and say something against the Danger Cats, you know, BC premier. This guy is really doing it. He is a dork, you know. This guy looks like a dork. He acts like a dork. It's like, well, that's not very mature. Again, you are setting your expectations way too high when you come to this podcast. Nobody said. The one lady made me laugh where she's on the news and she says, who needs a laugh track on their podcast to somebody that's not even funny? Oh, okay. Yeah, you bet. Totally. You don't think of that. I didn't know that. You don't think that I came around here? You don't think you think you thought that there was 6,000 people live in studio having a laugh? You thought that I was jamming all these folks inside this massive studio that I'm in right now? You thought 6,000 people were in audience, you know, when I call an audible to flip on the camera, they appear. It's fucking $30 a head to be in here too, by the way. I'm collecting door off this. Every show, I'm collecting door and I get a cut of booze and food sales. That's how it's going down. Every episode, I make $6 million. Stand-up is just like, it's fun for me. When I flip this on, when Tabor Alberta's number one podcast flips on the camera, the town shuts down, baby. They stop what they're doing. Drop of a dime. They're like, oh shit, red light's on. Better get down there. $30 a head. Let's go. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Plus all the ad sponsors and Patreon supporters, which, you know, like I said, we're going to have some fun on the Patreon this week. You might as well tune in. And if you think like, oh God, oh, he's grifting. You're damn right. What do you think? I'm better than the mainstream media? You think I'm fucking better than them? No, I'm going to stoop to their level. Of course, when there's controversy and something to make money off of, we all run to it. Every single one wagging their fingers. Like you didn't need something to. It's a slow news week. You're welcome. It is a slow fucking news week on a Monday. What could we report on? These dickheads have a t-shirt. They have a t-shirt. These morons over here have a t-shirt on their website. And you don't think that any the media, the fucking TikTokers and all these talking heads that just leaped onto this aren't making money from talking about this? Of course they are. Why would I not want to be a part of that? You want to hear, we'll go the whole episode. We're going through the news articles. The whole episode. We're doing it. We're going through the news articles. That's what we're doing. You want me talking about you? Guess what? We're grifting. I'm a grifter now. That's what we do around here, baby. We'll go through a few of them articles. We'll have a laugh. We'll see what they have to say. Of course, it's going to be high school, lowbrow, dickweed humor. So if that's not, you know, do I got to start putting a fucking warning on before on this podcast? Is that what I got to do? It's like when you turn this on, just understand that this is high school level funny. That's about it. We are not exceeding that. We're not trying to get these like sick little like, oh, on the lips jokes. Oh, fuck conservatives, bro. Communism's sick as hell, bro. We're not doing that. Capitalism's gay. Ain't doing that either. You know, you come here and it's like, oh, that's gay. I still call things gay. I can't leave that. that's the level of dumb I am. Okay. I never once said that anybody should come to this show and expect to learn anything. Never. I have never put myself on a pedestal where I view myself as like, I am the one that stands on the street corner and yells nothing but truth for those that walk past me shall learn a new fact. No, you don't come to the stand-up shows. You're like, oh, this guy's going to spit some shit tonight. No, hell no. We are three, we're a hat trick of dipshits with just dumb ideas in our heads. We still get excited when we see cleavage. You know, that's where we're at. Mentally, that's where we're at. We see half a titty, you know, two halves of a titty. Two halves of two titties, if I'm being honest, you know, we get a little nice. We still have that in us. You know, we're not to the level of some of these guys that can hold eye contact. I can't hold eye contact. It's impossible. I'm not even going to attempt it. It's ridiculous to even think that, you know? If you're going to put the girls on display and expect me not to look, who's the idiot here? Who's the fucking idiot here? What are we playing? Like some of that fucking Squid Game shit? It's like, I got a glance while you're looking at... You're looking at the menu and I'm looking at the menu. Get out of here with that shit. Anyways, okay. First article of the day. I really chewed 20 minutes of your ear. Really going nowhere. Victoria News. Ooh. Victoria News. BC Premier calls on Comedy Group to apologize to families of Picton victims. Oh, okay. Yeah, what a stance. David Ebby calls merchandise depicting Robert Picton as a sad attempt at humor. Oh. We can listen to the article? Let's do that.
Premier David Ebby is calling on a comedy group scheduled to appear in BC next month to apologize to the families of women murdered by Robert Picton over merchandise considered offensive. I just really encourage this group to think carefully about this sad attempt at humor and to apologize to the families of the victims because those are the people who they really hurt with this, Ebby said.
This guy, now I'm not laughing. First off, let's get something clear. Hold on. Put the guns down. I'm not laughing at any victims of any murders. I am laughing at the fact that this man has the audacity. Now, not only this elected premier of British Columbia, right, has the power, has the influence to change British Columbia for the better and still can't manage to figure it the fuck out. Okay, people are overdosing at an alarming rate. If you haven't been to, Vancouver in a minute, it is fucking horrendous. Okay, there's defecation all over the streets. Everywhere you go downtown reeks like piss. In fact, I was mind blown last time I was there. We were walking to go get a meal, Sam Walker and I, and he walked into a convenience store and I was outside just monitoring, looking at things, seeing how people are operating. And these two girls walked by me. Okay. And I overhear the one say, yeah, I don't know. I think I want to move to Alberta just because like the rent's cheaper, but it's like Alberta. It's gross there. In the meanwhile, if those two would have just took a glance around, I could see just in a 180 degree perimeter, like fucking just around me, the surroundings of just turning my head to the side, to the left and to the right, I've seen somebody smoking crack with another individual. What I assume to be crack. It could have been opioids. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. They were smoking something out of a glass pipe. Okay. There were individuals slumped over all across everywhere. You couldn't swing a dead cat without somebody slowly nodding off. But yeah, this is, and this guy right here, this is how he chooses to win the people over, is because there's public outcry against us over a t-shirt, and it's like, oh, I could win some people over with this, and I demand these guys to apologize. And it's like, these politicians that are jumping out, you guys are truly the evil ones. The taxation to death in that province is truly grotesque. The housing situation is mind-boggling. It is, you could spend hours talking about the housing crisis in Vancouver due to foreign investment, the overprice, the rent, the inflation of It's insane. It is insane. And meanwhile, he has time to dissect humor and tell that's a sad attempt at humor.
He issued the appeal Monday after being asked about a sold-out t-shirt that the group Danger Cats had been selling through its website. It shows a cartoon of image of Picton holding up what looks like a piece of bacon under the slogan, "Over 50 flavors of hookery smoked bacon." Also seen on the t-shirt is Sam Walker, one of the three members of Danger Cats, the other two being Brendan Blackear and Brett Forte.
Oh, wow. AI can say my last name right? I did not know that. That's a happy thing. I'm glad we let the robot read this. I didn't know AI could say my last name. You know how many times at hockey tournaments and hockey games I had to listen to my last name get butchered because some drunk fucking dad couldn't figure, hey, I'm just volunteering to Brendan Barbecue here. Brendan Barbecue here. The figure of 50. Oh, never mind. We're gonna let
the figure of 50 refers to the number of women whom Picton claimed he had wanted to kill after having told an undercover officer that he had killed 49 women. Police had charged Picton, who operated a pig farm in Port Coquitlam, with 26 murders following his arrest on February 22, 2002. Wow. He was sentenced to life with no possibility for 25.
This is... See, now, this is how it gets blown out of proportion. And the timing of it is just insane. That now, the t-shirt itself, okay, maybe I shouldn't say this because this is how I get clipped up and then it gets put on social media and blah, blah, blah. But the t-shirt has existed for 6 months on the website. Nobody knew about this fucking thing. Nobody cared about this fucking thing. Nobody said shit. There was like one woman I remember when we were like, all right, Sam's got merch now. This is what he decided. This is, hey, I'm not going to sit here and speak for the guy. I told him exactly what I told him. And that was, listen, brother, I'm going to present him on the phone. Sam, how are you doing? I'm doing well, Brendan. How are you? I'm doing good. Okay. Well, here's the thing. If there's any designs or whatever you want to do, I don't care. Do you, boo-boo. Do whatever your twisted mind. Do whatever you think is fit, you eccentric being you. You beautiful soul of just particles and flesh. Whatever your mind drums up, here's an artist. Let him know. You can make yourself a nice little t-shirt and we'll put it on the website. How's that sound? He's like, I think I have an idea. I'm like, okay. So they got that whipped up. And now 6 months later, Robert Picton is up for day parole in the Canadian justice system because it is worthy. And there's a lot of weird things going on with the Canadian justice. Paul Bernardo's out there playing goddamn pickup hockey at the jail that he's in right now. Jail seems like a better time than living, if I'm being honest. Like living amongst society. You're just chilling. You're playing ice hockey. The serial killers are playing ice hockey. And they're complaining. They're like, fucking the rink's broke. The fuck's going on here? I'm trying to play some pickup hockey here. Now we're trying to go out to the ODR and have a little game here. Tax-funded ODRs. At the prisons out there. I believe he's in Quebec right now, isn't he? I swear that's where I read that, right? It's out in Quebec. Yeah, they're putting hockey rinks out at the fucking prisons in Quebec for the boys, I guess. You know, you can go and rape, kill, murder, do whatever you want. You still get the opportunity to play a little shinny out here in Canada. They don't take that right away from you. You know, that's the most Canadian thing we could do. We can't take hockey away from them. What are we twisting? What are we sick? What are we as sick as these guys are? We can't take hockey away from these guys. They got to. What are we gearing up to have the next fucking? What was that movie with Adam Sandler? Get? I like Little Michael. It was a Billy Bob Thornton fucking remake. Longest Yard. There it is. We're going to do The Longest Yard. And just do sequels of it with every sport and every like different countries. You know, you go to India, it's like fucking they play cricket in their jails and then they get to play the guards. You come to Canada, we play hockey against the guards. Just like Air Bud sequels or the chimp movies. Remember when fucking, what was it? There was an era where we just thought it was fun to put any sort of fucking animal in a sporting event and somehow they dominate against a bunch of kids. And it's like, well, we can't let the dog. And then we're like, well, what do you mean we can't let the dog play? And then there's a fucking most valuable primate. Remember that? That was it, where the monkey was playing hockey and suddenly it's like, holy shit, look at this guy. Really caught our attention there for a while. The movies in the late 90s, early 2000s were getting a little, like we were running out of ideas, you know? That's when the Coke started running out and was starting to get a little stepped on. We're getting on and we geared up. And then all of a sudden now here we are in 2024 and we don't know what we're doing, okay? We're just superhero. We're on Fast and the Furious like 12 now. And they're finally going to put a bow on it. They're like, Fast and the Furious 12, we're going to put a bow on it this year. Fucking, you know, we say that, but probably a few hundred million left to squeeze out of that name. Anyways, sorry. I got a little excited there that the AI got my name right. That's but here, like weaving this all together to make it fucking, we'll wrap this up here quick.
5 years after found guilty of second-degree murder in the deaths of 6 women in 2007, Picton recently became eligible to apply for parole. Related.
Hold on. If this goon. So what are we going to be more outraged? Let's say I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not. Oh, what's happening? My apologies. Now I don't think it's gonna happen, and it shouldn't happen. Okay, I want that to go out there. It shouldn't happen. He should not get parole. But this is the Canadian justice system. Okay, this is the Canadian justice system that we're even speaking about this. Well, he, you know, in their eyes, he did his time. He did his time. And there's a lot of odd behavior surrounding this case. There is a lot, like the RCMP is now wanting to rid this case of like over thousands of documents, you know? And to think that one man was behind all of this is insane to me. I think that there is a number of people guilty and picked in... is a fall guy. That's what I think. Now, is it true? Can I, if your honor, you know, there is a lot of people surrounding this and they pinned it on the retarded guy. And it's like, it's been known that this guy is fucking brain dead upstairs for quite some time. Not all there. But weaving this in and being like, these guys support... No, of course we... You think we're fucking sitting around and being like, hey, we're the Robert Picton Booster Club. We're the Robert Picton Booster... No. And then to weave race into it is if like, it's crazy. It's fucking insane. You're just like weaving and trying to, you know, put a pin wherever you can and be like, oh, no, it's this. It's not that at all. It was a fucking dumb pun put on a t-shirt. That's all it was. Well, how do you find this funny? How do you find this funny? the fucking pun. That's it. I'm not laughing. Do you think I, what do you think I do? Do I go to murder scenes and then I look at somebody with a shotgun blast and as they're bleeding out and dying and be like, how wasn't he just getting up? You think I'm going to do that type of shit? No. It was the fucking pun. Like, well, what's funny about it? Well, if you got to explain the joke, it's not funny. And then like you get the arguments going. It's like, fucking relax, people. It was the pun. The pun is funny. It's dumb. I get it.
It's outrageous. This is sick. This is disgusting.
Listen, we didn't go around parading this in front of anybody. That's the thing. It's like, there was none of this, like, us waving it in front of, like, hey, come over here and look at this. We didn't do any of that. In fact, it was people found this, got mad at it, and then put it out there being like, fucking, what is this? Internal temp high. Well, this will be the last episode I ever shoot in 4K. This has been annoying. The camera keeps overheating because of this, and it's very troublesome because you get rolling on something, you know, like, something along the lines of like AI, that like AI being able to say my last name, Jesus Christ, even English speaking white males, you know, those sick, disgusting human beings. I'm not one of them. I would never be one of them. For those that only listened to the episode, many of you know that I am Swahili. I don't even know what Swahili is, but I'm that. Gives a shit. Anyways, we're going to get back into this.
See serial killer Robert Picton now eligible to apply for day parole.
Okay, they read everything.
I have seen the t-shirt being promoted by this group, EB said. All I can say is how deeply disappointed I am by the idea that the lives of vulnerable women could be trivialized like this. These are women with families and friends who were murdered and then their lives ignored, and the fact that they were considered less worthy, less human was one of the reasons why Mr. Picton was able to operate and kill them with impunity for so many years. The women whose deaths police attributed Picton were women reported missing from the downtown East Side between 1978 and 2001.
I want to, Jesus Christ, this is like a fucking funny farm in here right now. The lives of vulnerable women could be trivialized like this. These are women with family and friends who were murdered and then their lives ignored, and the fact that they were considered less worthy, less human, was one of the reasons why Mr. Picton, you mean the RCMP, was able to operate and kill them with impunity for so many years. Then open up the case. Crack this thing open. You have the power. You're the head of the state. Crack this bitch open. There are some deep, dark secrets surrounding this. And to think that, listen, we're not trying to profit off this. There's no, however you perceive this. Now, this is where we get into one of those gay arguments of, well, comedy is subjective, bro. And that's like one of the things. Well, comedy is subjective, bro. And this is why, it's like, listen, we're dumb and gay. We're fake and gay. Everything is fake and gay, just like your emotions towards something. You know, there's people that have already moved on to new things. There's a couple people. This is like a house party. It was like a hot house party, you know? Like, we can equate a lot of to the outrage culture, the protesting, and, you know, like the fucking, like I've said, the greatest chili cook-off of Canadian history, the trucker convoy, right? We gather in groups like this for short periods of time. And it's like a house party. The house party gets bumping. It gets live. And like last week, everybody was on. They were in on it, right? They wanted to take us down. They wanted to cancel everything that we had and remove our dates from our calendar. That was the main objective for 4 days. It lasted 4 days. It was a four-day house party. And then Friday rolled around and you got shit to do. You got plans. You got friends to go meet. You got, I don't know, maybe you're going to be knitting with your cats. I don't know. That's such a fucking easy way out of being like, oh, you can hang out with your cats all day. That's, again, dumb. Like I said, you don't come to this podcast to learn anything. It's just, it's regurgitated red-pilled fucking rebuttals. It's what it is at the end of the day. Dumb, dumb boy. You know, you could have went and had a milkshake with your friends. You could have went and did that. But instead, during the week, you wanted to take down the Danger Cats. You wanted to shovel us into the deep, dark corners of society or whatever it is. I don't know what the fucking end goal was. I'm not an activist. I don't know. I'm just showing, hey guys, you know, I show up that. Hey, what do you do for a living? You know, oh, a carpenter. Well, let me guess. You like wood? And then that's when we get hit with the... you let me guess, you love to nail wood? Sounds pretty gay. Right? You show up and say, hey, what do you do? You put a belt on with a hammer? Well, let me, you like to hammer wood, don't you? It's my crowd work. This guy's gay because he's a carpenter. Who needs a laugh track on their podcast when they're not funny? What are you, a podcaster? I gotta fucking put together like a montage for the new Uncle Hack podcast intro. Who needs a laugh track on their podcast? Somebody that's not even funny. I couldn't fathom having a dinner with people like that, you know? Do you not understand what's happening here? I'm making fun of myself with the laugh track. But this fucking premiere, gotta go. You're done. Out of here. I don't even know how much time I've spent on this asshole. But so many words to squish down. It's hilarious at the end of it. It's like, it went all the way up there. And then all these dorks just sat there as soon as they got a camera in front of their face. I am just, you know what I mean? I can't believe, It is fun to think of all the dorks that were like sitting around. You know, not laughing at murdered women. Okay. I'm not laughing at that. We're not laughing at that. The pseudo outrage of these dorks, these fucking straight up nerds. Oh, you need to leave. But it was like, it was outrage manufactured by those that get outraged. That's the fucking wild part. It was like, well, you've been around how this all started. The open micer was mad that we were going out to Winnipeg, put out the roast battle joke again, got the weekend in Winnipeg removed from a roast joke 2 years ago. There was a win there on the part of... I'll admit they got their win. They got a little taste of victory there. So what do? You move on to the next one. You try and take this down. You start combing through things. There's got to be more. You found the t-shirt. You went with the t-shirt. And that was the move. It caused national fucking press to jump on board with it. And they got it. They got the move. Crazy. That's insane. But it was like, these guys put this out there because it's like, no, I have posted about that shirt once when the sample came in. When the sample came in, I just had that, took a photo, sent it to Sam, and I was like, all right, two new t-shirt designs, threw it up. And that's the only time it's been posted. And that was like, I think like 6 months ago. It was a minute ago. Like, you would have to scroll to go and find that and scour our website. So to say that it was us that threw that out there and being like, oh, fuck you. Edgelord, gotcha. No. It was like you found that, put it online, and got people angry at that. You know, like our fans go to our website anyways. You know, like we were fucking promoting this. It's like, Sam, you got a t-shirt. Here it is. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. We weren't promoting it. We weren't putting any juice behind it. And then all of a sudden now, which is crazy because like it's caused since like we took the shirt down, obviously. You got some clubs that are like, hey, listen, like I've got no leg to stand on here to defend you guys. Like if fucking, what do you want me to do here? And I get that. I'm not going to be like totally, oh, fuck everybody, man. Everybody's just a snowflake. They're just a pussy. I'm not going to sit here and be that guy. That guy's gay. You fucking snowflake. The same dickweeds that have been like, you fucking snowflake. Got heated over the Ukraine bit. What the fuck is this? So it's time to shut the fuck up with the snowflake stuff, I think. All right. We're moving on. I've had enough of this shit. I've had enough of this shit, man. This is fun. This is great, you know? The world is gaining some 1 billion people have obesity worldwide. What researchers say is the cause. All right. A lot of fatties out there. You know, you go walk around a mall, a lot of fatties. You go out anywhere, fat people everywhere you go. And I'm encouraging you, you know, it's one thing to be husky. You can be a little plump, but that's okay. Still, I think is considered obese. But a new analysis recently published in The Lancet has found that the worldwide trends among people who are either obese or underweight have shifted over the last 30 years. Now, over 1 billion people are estimated to have obesity, and the number of people who are underweight has decreased. Oh, that's lovely. Obesity rates have risen significantly since 1990. The report looks at 3,663 studies spanning from 1990 to 2022 and involves 222 million people overall. The indicator used was a body mass index, which the authors acknowledged is an imperfect, though widely available measure. I think like eyes can, you know what I mean? Like eyes can tell. We spent the good portion of this century telling everybody like, hey, don't worry, you're not fat, you're brave. Okay? We're making the clothes bigger for you. Don't worry. Don't get up off your ass. It's fine. We need you unhealthy and dependent. That's what we need. We need you fat and lazy with screens in front of your eyes. In fact, we just came out with the Oculus. You don't have to worry about walking around using a mouse. No more using a mouse. You just put this on your fucking face and we'll serve you ads all day long. We'll sell you shit that you do not need. Researchers who were a part of the NCD risk factor collaboration in conjunction with the World Health Organization found in the vast majority of the world, the combined issues of being underweight / thin or obese have increased. So it's like we're either starving to death or eating ourselves to death. There's no happy medium anymore. And thank God, you know, because it was getting... Yeah, well, why do we want people in shape? Why would you want to be in shape in this era when, you know, food is so accessible and just packed with sugar and carcinogens and everything that just is so delicious and great? Why would you want to be healthy? Well, you want to eat an orange when you could have fucking orange chicken from your favorite Chinese restaurant packed just pumped full of MSG? Why would you want to be healthy in this time when everything is just so, you don't even have to leave your vehicle. You just drive through and they shovel garbage into your face. That's McDonald's next thing is like you roll up and it's like one of those garbage chutes that you see in fucking cities when they're doing renovations at on a floor that's high up, you know, they just have that and you put your lips up against it and they just shovel Big Macs, the sauce, French fries, a McFlurry, an apple pie to top it off. And then you just go on your merry way. You don't even have to, they'll feed you the food. We're getting to that. You walk into, you go into a McDonald's now. You don't even need a worker anymore. The robots are going to take over. A robot will just unhinge your jaw, spread that thing like it's a gaping asshole, and just shovel in food until it's full. And then you just go on your merry way. You don't have to worry about fucking stopping to refuel the system again. You're pumped full of all that sugar, garbage, and carbs. And you just go into cardiac arrest every other fucking day because your heart cannot pump blood to parts of your body and your heart is just working overtime because your arteries are so goddamn clogged. That's where we need... You thought the vaccine... Now the vaccine! You throw the vaccine in there. Oh my God. Now this is just where things get fun. And then you just have to hire, then the robots will come when you die in your fucking car in the parking lot from cardiac arrest, the robots just come, they shovel you out, right? This is like all part of the big plan, isn't it? This is what the fucking right-wing conspiracy theorists are talking about, like the fucking you'll own nothing and be happy. This is it. And then the fatty dies in the car. They shovel that body out. They throw it in some pit and light it on fire. Do whatever they got to do. They burn that down, turn it into some sort of fuel, you know, maybe make soap. Isn't that what they were doing back in the day? Oh, that, are we touching touchy ground again? You know, are we doing that? But then the fatties are done. They're over with. You can use something there. I'm sure you could turn the fat into some sort of fuel source, or you could do something resourceful with that, right? And then the next family that is in line to get a car, they just, another robot flies them in, drops them off, and it's a rinse repeat cycle. We don't produce anything new. We just have these vehicles that drive you to these drive-throughs that shovel garbage down your fat fucking throat. I'm going to bully people from this podcast that are overweight into getting into shape. That's my goal. You know, it's time to get in shape. I don't want, you know, like we're like heavy metal, heavy women, heavy drinking. It's all a joke. It's all a laugh. Ha ha ha. What the hell, heck? Why are you putting it in the slogan? And they're like, listen, I'm saying heavy ladies. Okay. Heavy ladies. I'm not talking obese ladies here. You know, like there's a line. There's a line, and we've learned the line in comedy this week, so we got to learn the line and where the heavy ends, you know? There's some big girls out there. Yeah, sure, there's some fucking, you got to have a little meat on the bone. That's what we're talking about, but I'm saying, like, the next video that I'm about to show you is coming, and it's good because you need this tutorial because where we're headed, this is exactly what we need. We need this type of tutorial, and here we go.
About how I wipe my outback area.
This is what's coming down the pipeline. This is influencing in 2024, by the way. How I wipe my butt at nearly 600 fucking pounds. 599.2 dot damn she's fine. Okay? Now this woman... This is influencing in 2024. We have completely lost our minds, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we're at. The world now is just a bunch of orbs of flesh, clogged arteries, breathing like background characters in The Walking Dead. You know? It's gotten insane. It's gotten insane. Fat. Fat. It is bothersome. It does bother me. That is like, That's always been a phobia of mine when I was younger. It's like being fat. I'm not scared of fat people. I don't want to be fat. When I was young, that was like the one thing. I was always like, oh God, I can't be fat. I can't be fat. You know, it would just eat me up inside, and I would always be work, like some sort of exercise, working out something. Now we're back, and I'm encouraging. This is my red pill moment. This is my red pill moment on the podcast where I'm like, I fucking go Andrew Tate on y'all asses. On y'all asses. I can't believe I said that. Jesus Christ. Somebody put a bullet in my head, you know? But I encourage you young gentlemen to get out there, get in shape. Hey, instead of drinking 5 days out of the week, cut her back to like one. Or just like get on the clear. Get on the clear liquor for a minute. Less calories, less sugar, better for you. Something with like less carbs, drop some pounds, go lift some weights, go move around, do some shit, you know, get out there, get active. I'm telling you, you'll feel better. You might, maybe you might do some finger bangs. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, wouldn't that be nice? You get in shape and you're doing more finger bangs. Who the hell wouldn't want to do that? Why would you? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. A piece of fan mail came in this week and they wanted to discuss a little bit about getting in shape and taking some TRT. But we're gonna dissect this.
Hippie juice, welcome to my bathroom. Since you are so concerned about how I wipe my Outback area,
Outback.
Do a little fatty 101. So yes, I'm in my bathroom. I'm currently sitting on the toilet. And yeah, your question is slightly valid, so I will give it some attention. But yes, a woman my size does struggle with wiping their butt. Do I walk around 24/7 with dingleberries? No, I do not. I have things in my life at my size that assist me in my daily living. One of those things is a wand. I do have a bathroom wand.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord, why? I regret a little bit bringing this up because it's bothersome. I'm getting irritated. You know, it's like, how do you consume this much? And I know this is like, oh, this is fucking body shaming. Oh, we have gotten like, this is like accepted now. We're supposed to be like, oh my God, yes. We're supposed to applaud this. There's something wrong with that. There's something twisted with that. Does nobody see it? Does nobody just say to themselves, like, no, something's wrong here? Why? What? Why is this such a controversial topic to bring up? Is weight, you know, for the longest time? Well, it's the beauty standard set by men that just, no, it's not a, it's just like overall well-being. You know, when you have to use a wand to wipe your ass, I think it's time to like shake the head a little. Like, something's not right. I can't reach back and wipe my own ass. Something's got to tell you at that point. Or is it just we're so far gone that it's just like I've accepted my reality. I don't care anymore. Because you got to be. In a sense, to sit there and be like, listen, I know a piece of content that'll get the people going here is I'm going to show them how I wipe my ass with a wand.
That helps me wipe my ass. I actually saw these for the first time when I was watching Little People Big World, like, years and years ago. I didn't need one. I was not nearly 600 pounds. But when wiping started becoming more of an issue at my size, as I grew close to 600 pounds,
That's three of me. I'm currently sitting at 185. So that's three and a half, right? Three and a quarter, roughly. Right around there. Maybe a 16th, give or take. We're doing quick math in the head, but that is three hacks sitting on that shitter right now, looking at you being like, well, I seen this on Little People, Big World. I get like the midgets. The midgets make sense, you know, like because it's got to be, that's hard. Yeah, it's, the proportions are off, right? The proportions are off. That makes sense. You were brought in this way. You were brought in this way. There is no way. You don't just wake up one day and this happens. You know, you don't just get there one day. Like tomorrow morning, I eat some fucking beans sold by a salesman and I am 600 pounds tomorrow. And then I'm scratching my head being like, fuck, I need one of those wands. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Used back in the day on those episodes. So this is a fanware brand like on fucking Amazon. I'll put it on my Amazon storefront. Because you know what, like, I know.
Oh, and then on top, I'll put it on my Amazon storefront. They're influencing. They're influencing right in front of our eyes. That's what we're doing. We're making celebrities out of this. It's like we've stripped reality TV away. The mystery is gone, you know? Reality TV used to be scripted. It used to be something that you would gather around the television and be like, whoa, this is crazy, and they'd blow it out of proportion. Where now we just do it to ourselves. We just actively record ourselves, put it online, and let this reality sink in the minds of other people, and we just can't, I can't fathom or yet understand it, you know? And then on top of it, and be like, oh, yeah, I put these on my Amazon store. Now, I guarantee you she's going to make some coin off of this because like we heard with the statistic earlier that there's over 1 billion people who are obese. Now, out of those 1 billion people who are obese, I don't know how many of them watch this video, but I'd imagine with her affiliate link in her bio, she probably made a pretty penny or two off of this. So who am I to judge? Who am I to say anything? You know? Who the fuck am I to say? She's making dough.
Well, heck, you were making money off of a t-shirt for fuck's sakes.
And it's like, okay, yeah, back against the wall. I guess I got to shut the hell up for a second. I got to shut my mouth. I got to fucking zip it. It's over. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Holy hell. But the big ladies now are getting in the influencing game. If I was to guess what state she was from, I would probably shoot. It's like, it's definitely a flyover state. Her boyfriend is a juggalo. 100%. They go to gathering of the, this is like the average gathering of the juggalos fan. You cannot dismiss that. This is an average ICP fan in front of me right now.
I know this video is probably going to get a lot of fucking hate comments, but at the end of the day, if I can help someone who's my size or bigger or someone any size that struggles with this hygiene task, if I can help them by showing them what I do, then that's the reason I post this video. So what you do is you take a little bit of toilet paper. It has like grooves in it. So you stick it in the groove. And then you wrap it around, and then you stick it in the groove, and then you reach however you want to reach, and you wipe your ass. And then this is like spring-loaded, so if you spring and you're in the toilet, this falls off. Because the spring kicks out the toilet paper. So yeah, I am just sitting on the toilet fully clothed. I'm not currently pooping. But yeah, I have a wand that I use to wipe my butt. And
Jesus
this
Christ.
This may be the most embarrassing thing I put on the internet. But again, this is real. This is raw. This is honest.
Fair.
If this can help you, it's on my Amazon storefront.
No. Listen. Anybody who is nearing the point of having to wipe their own ass with a stick, I think it's time to, you know, cool it a little bit on the treats. Let's get some fiber in the body. Let's drink a little water. No more soda. Okay, we're going to go for walks. we're going to get moving. Or you're going to the swimming pool and you're going to start walking in there until your joints can handle you walking outside. And we're going to get moving. All right. We're not going to go down this path of getting to the point where you wipe your ass with a fucking spring-loaded stick. Okay. I don't want to hear about it. You know, I don't want you to be that person. I know you come to the, you're here, right? You're here. You're listening. I get it. If you're nearing this point, please do everybody a favor and kick. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. Call the maids program and let the government do it. Okay. If you're American and you're nearing this point, trust me, just drive up to Canada, you know, like Texans and all this shit. They're always whining, oh, what about abortion, brother? You fucking got the abortion. Drive to Canada. We'll kill the baby and kill you. The government will do that. Tax funded. Just drive on up. Poof. They shoot you in the head in the parking lot, cremate you and send your ashes to wherever you'd like. They'll even give you like a ceremonial kind of resting type seance, horse shit. I don't know what they get up to, but I'm sure it's in the pamphlet. I'm sure it's in the program. I'm sure you can, there's probably a box you can check. It's like when you go on the airline, you want to check an extra bag, right? Just check that box. They hit you with a $30 charge and Big Trudy will come down and do one of his like East Indian dances over the urn. And then they'll punt it into the Red River of Manitoba. They'll get a CFL kicker. And they give him $10. It's like a, you know how they do like cameos? That's like a cameo purchase to have a CFL punter or a kicker punt you into the Red River of Winnipeg, because somehow, like maybe, I don't know, scientifically, I think like the ashes, once they get in there, it'll help clear all the sewage that's been seeping into that river. And you know, so it's cleaning up the environment. We're ridding ourselves of the consumers. So then there's like more food for the rest of the population. We'll see less people starving in Canada. The cost of living might go down a little bit, right? Because we're not consuming as much. I don't know why you don't put me at the head of economics of this country. You know, we're running through this. I'm just spitballing ideas here. We're ridding ourselves of the people that eat and consume too much. And on the other end, it's another government-funded program that we can get a couple people working, like CFL athletes. You know, like they don't make a... I'd imagine that a punter or a kicker in the CFL is maybe clearing $50,000, $60,000, maybe $70,000 a year, playing a couple seasons with them, right? So, you know, we're doing ourselves a favor here by doing this. We're doing ourselves something very nice as Canadians, and that's what we love to do. We love to give. We don't think, but we love to give, and we love to take, right? When we're bored, we take. When we're even more... when do we give? We don't really give. We don't give a shit. We only give a shit on when we can take. And right now, we're in a world where we have to take. And if, like I said, we run it back, right? So the people that can, so I'm going to break it down so everybody understands correctly, right? We're going to break it down. The people that like consume too much, then they're gone because they're going to come up to Canada. Then they'll put like a horse tranquilizer in them or something like that. Or what's his nuts? Stephen Gilbo or whatever, Mark, one of these guys. We'll get Christia Freeland with a 9-iron and she's going to whack you in the side of the head, right in the temple. You drop. And then all these out of work oil field workers that were like a hoe operator or they ran dozer or something like that. They just push you into a pit. We light you up. We cremate you, put you in an urn, $30. One of the fucking Montreal Alouettes comes down and they punt you into the Red River out in Winnipeg. We clean up the river. The people are happy. cost of living goes down because less people are like, or the people that consume the most aren't consuming anymore. So now the grocery stores are able to drop their prices and, you know, there's not like a high demand for food anymore and chips and potatoes or potato chips and pop and all these like sugary high carb snacks. And we get the population healthy again. We get a fit kind of world around us and we can clean up the streets. And they're like, whoa, wow, Hack, how do you think that? But for the time being, you know, we do need a 600-pound influencer on TikTok showing other 600-pounders how to wipe their ass with a stick that's spring-loaded to shoot the shit paper back into the toilet. We need that right now, unfortunately, because there's 1 billion obese people. I wouldn't say walking the earth, but they're definitely taking up space. Please, dear God, like, don't let yourself get to this point. This is actually, like, terrifying.
I also have a to-go one.
Oh, wow.
That comes in a cute little bag.
You gotta be shitting.
It snaps into place. Do your thing. Same concept. When you're done, clean it if you must. And put it back in your pouch.
This is what those try-on hauls have come to. You know, when we first started, when females started doing the influencing thing, it was like makeup tutorials, right? They're doing like bikini hauls or whatever the hell they called, like their Shein outfits. Hey, just got this from Shein. Some little Chinese kid just sewed this. I can still see and smell the sweat of the children on the clothes as they were packaged. And I gotta say, it fits wonderful. If we've now like degraded to the point where product reviews for everything, you know, we got a travel size, the Shopping Channel is just like, fuck, we're missing the mark right now. All these fucking TikTokers are mowing our grass right now.
And yeah, so again, probably, I shouldn't even say most embarrassing thing because this makes my life easier and I shouldn't be embarrassed about that. I'm not glorifying obesity. I'm not saying this is great. It's an eye opener for sure, but unfortunately having to use a wand to wipe my butt wasn't my rock bottom. Luckily, I did hit my rock bottom and as of January 1st, I started a new health journey.
Oh, that's great.
And if you want to judge, that's cool.
That is great.
Make fun of me using a wand to wipe my butt. I'm doing society a favor by not smelling like poop. And yeah,
fair enough.
That's pretty much all I got. If you're still here and you're judging, you've probably already left the video. But if you are still here, my heaviest weight was 598.2 pounds.
Wow.
On January 1st, I was 590. And as of yesterday, I am 553 pounds.
Hey!
Despite everything that is about to be said in the comments, I am changing my life around. I am doing what I need to do to better my life, better my health, and lose the weight. And one day, I won't need this. And that will be one hell of a non-scale victory.
Nice. See?
So thank you, B-Juice.
It ended nicely, didn't it? It ended nicely. It ended exactly how we wanted it to end. And that brings us to the portion of the show that gets me in the most trouble. Folks send me in things and they get me into trouble because I'm reading all their bullshit. You know, this is another portion of the show that not many people are excited about, but we enjoy. And you know what? One guy asked me, when are you going to take fan questions? And I said, you can send anything you want in. If you think this just pertains to your hate, don't let it be. I'd prefer if you sent in fan questions or you maybe got bullshit. Hate mail can be whatever. You can write whatever. I don't care. There are no rules or guidelines. I'm not about to say, hey, you can't do that. Send in whatever you want. You got a question, write it in. I don't give a shit. UncleHack@DangerCats.tv. Just send it in. Label it hate mail. Label it fit. I don't give a shit. I like it when folks, I do have a piece of hate mail that was hand given to me, which we will read next week. It was hand given to me in Niagara Falls, and I don't believe we touched on it in our latest episode that got us on the news. Ooh. But yes, you can send me whatever you want. I'm not about to sit here and be like, well, fucking the show says that it has to be this. It's not the case. Okay? It's not the case. Send in whatever you want, okay? All right. Hey, Hack. Our first PC hate mail here. Or whatever. Fucking, let's call it, we'll think of a name and next week we'll touch on it. I know this episode's going extra long, so I guess this is to make up for last week. We're going extra long, two extra long episodes. How's that fucking, we'll do the news articles and whatnot in the Patreon. We'll go through that and have ourselves a little ball with that. We'll see what, we'll go through the ones that I had a riot with. Oh, you got to be shitting me. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Like I said, this will be the last time I ever film a goddamn podcast. All right, hey, fan mail. Just fan mail. We're positive now. I'm going to do a happy. Recently, I came across this YouTube channel called Backyard Broncos, and they're very funny. They often talk about making love to heifers, and they often say she ain't a lady if she ain't 380. Now, I have no affiliation with them, so if you don't want to mention them, I get it. But I say that to say this. Me and my girlfriend broke up on my birthday back in December, and since then, I haven't had any game. I met this big girl on a dating app, and she just wanted fun. Ooh. I wasn't really interested in her because she was a heifer. I didn't even text her to give her the impression that I was interested, but it didn't take long for her to send me the nudes. The nudes are nasty. I mean, I've never been with a big girl before. I've only been with mom bodies, and that's my type. Fair. She wanted to hook up badly, and so we did. I drove to her, and we did it in the back of the car. Jesus, man. What do you mean you drove? So she lives at home, obviously, or something? Something roommates or... In the car? I mean, man, doing it in the car with any girl sucks. And now I'm trying to figure out a way to get it in while moving her gut and thigh meat out of the way. When I say I couldn't get rock hard, I couldn't. My dick knew that this girl is not attractive and I'm in the back seat looking like a fool that I can't get hard at the age of 22. She ended up sucking me to get me off. Once that post-nut clear, ooh, yeah, the post-nut is never fun in a situation like this. You're also like force-feeding your fucking, you're trying to get yourself into it, you know? I'm the mental game of this. I resonate with this young man, you know? I was a twisted individual, though, when I was your age, though. I did the, I did these like TRT boosters at 22. And your testosterone levels are like fucking peak at 25. So 22, you're on the incline. And I was like off the charts, you know, diamond hands to the moon. We're riding Dogecoin, that type of shit. It was too much. It was too much. A light breeze would just be like, I'd fuck the wind, you know? That shit would come at me. I'd be like, I want to fuck the wind. If I could find a way, I would have. And it didn't matter. I'd get myself in like, oh, God, it was just. So I respect that you were able to not. You tried. OK, you just needed something. And then the post-nut clarity kicked in. I felt shame, embarrassment and disgust, likely because she was a cow. If there are guys out there that like him big, I don't know. I don't know how, but I'll leave him to you guys. Sweet fuck. I'll be coming to the Ottawa show. I can't wait to see the Cats for the second time. I appreciate that. P.S. I guess I felt like I needed to experience a big girl and that those guys from BYBs always talk about how good heifers are. that a part of me believes in them. I was wrong. That was awful. I fuck with the cats. Well, young man, you learned your lesson, didn't you? That's what you get. That's what you get. That's what you get for listening to idiots on the internet, I may add. You know, you got duped. You got rinsed. You should have seen it coming. Anyways. All right. Our second piece. I don't know when. This was the last time we're filming in 4K for this goddamn show. This camera keeps overheating. We're going back to 1080p. We're going back. I'm sorry. We tried. Didn't work. Now I'm fucking what? Like an hour and 30 into this pod? Because we're watching. And that's just time. That's not even time in between letting this thing cool down. This one's taken forever. I'm giving you an extra long episode because we missed last week. So I'm trying to make up time. You know, that's how good of a guy I am. I'm putting out free content. Free content. All I'm asking for you to do is subscribe to the Patreon. God, I'm trying to grift. Hey, Uncle Hack, you fucking stud. Just wanted to clear up some fake news you spread at the start of episode 171 on February 1st. You were telling your audience that hopping on TRT or roids will make them the local, will make all the local tail more interested in coming out to your shows. Once you start getting bigger and more jacked, the females stop paying attention to you and suddenly you're attracting all the faggots. Interesting. Wow. Who want to get in your DMs and buy your dirty gym socks or underwear. What's wrong with that? Why not? Why not? Take full advantage of financial gain. It's a shame that in 2024, roided up muscular men can't post pictures of their bodies on Instagram stories without a bunch of faggots sliding into their DM. Is this how women feel? Are you enjoying I'm not on TRT right now, if I'm being honest. Let me know. See, what I was trying to do was I was trying to convince this audience, similar to like that last guy that fell into the, yeah, I need to go bang a fat girl, is like, let me get this audience all jacked up on TRT. And then I convince you that it's a great idea to be drunk and unruly. So instead of like, now we just got jacked rednecks ripped on fucking whiskey. How are you going to stop that? How are you going to stop? That is more intimidating than the Russian military. And those guys, you know, you see some of those guys, you see drunk Russians jacked up on steroids. It's like, holy, are you enjoying TRT? Let me know if you need a reliable domestic steroid source. I can hook you up. Sincerely, a member of the steroid community. Oh, shit. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Now, the last one is a big one. And buckle up. We got ourselves a fucking lengthy piece of hate mail here. Okay. Hack. Longtime listener and danger cat. Grew up in small town Sask, but have since defected to Alberta. Listening to your retarded ass ramble every week reminds me of my banjo plucking, innocently racist but genuine buddies back home. Always entertaining and look forward to hearing what dumb shit you have to sputter about each week. My bit of hate mail comes to you today, courtesy of the Government of Canada, Health Officials of Canada. Oh, great. I was once a pretty heavy differ at some points, but getting up to a tin a day. Gums were receding pretty badly, and I discovered an alternate to cope when I was in the States in 2018. Nicotine pouches, baby. Yeah, I think I might switch to the Zins. I like them. I got a thing of them here. Anyways, a great little treat to get the nick kick I need without utterly fist-fucking my gums. No carcinogens, no crops that need to be grown in a certain climate, just good old nicotine. So I was hoping that Canada would get on board with legalizing these puppies. Fast forward to 2023, that shit-lipped army of faggots and faggots in Parliament finally do something and get nicotine pouches legalized in Canada. I was pumped. Within a few months, I seen some articles come up about provinces, BC in particular, and in quotations, shocking, bitching and moaning about the newly released nicotine pouches. Yeah, you know, I mean, nicotine is deadly. You know, you should be doing opioids like a real citizen of that province. You know, this is Why, you ask? Because not one of those brain dead progressive thinking retards that represent us thought it would be a good idea to maybe put in an age restriction on them. Even our lobotomized faggot of a prime minister, really getting the faggots out in this one, didn't even think twice to just maybe put an age restriction on them. Crazy to me, since that stupid fuck was so gun-fucking-ho over the idea of banning the sale of flavored tobacco as soon as he got into Parliament, R.I.P. Cope Mint, that he didn't get an immediate rager. Immediate rager to the police. The police living the fuck out of flavored nicotine products and only make the flavors gay, like air or water flavored. Regardless, how does anyone with half a fucking brain not realize that a nicotine product should probably be limited to people who are 18 plus? Just goes to show the lack of common sense, critical thought, or just general awareness that is housed within our government. I guess they are more focused on being aware that the alphabet people exist and not to offend them, or figuring out if they are hashtag Team Palestine or hashtag Team Israel. Fuck both teams. How about we start giving a shred of a fuck about Team Canada? Whoa. The OG team. Oh, geez, Louise, what are you doing? Not this disgusting mess of a retarded immigrants that can drive up or adapt to our culture. Pronoun proficient fucking losers who rape our tax dollars, or the delusional greenies that refuse to believe that almost everything we need, everything we have, needs some form of hydrocarbon to be produced. Thanks for the laughs, Hack. And don't forget, cheers to queers, more bitches for us. Thank you for that. That was very great of you. I can't believe that you want to be pro-Canada. Don't you know? That is the wrong tape. The wrong take on this. This is an extreme left podcast. And I can't believe you'd write something like that in. Anyways, I'm sorry for all the jump cuts in this episode. This will be the last time we ever film in 4K. We appreciate you being here. Head on over to the Patreon episode. There's plenty of articles that we need to review that have been wrote about us. And like I said, I'm doing exactly what the mainstream media is doing and trying to make money off of this controversy. So if you want that, then head on over. We'll discuss it. We'll go through the articles. We'll go right from the beginning of this right to the end. And we're grifting, baby. Grift, 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 grift.